Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
When the forces of Libya's UN-recognized Government of National Accord captured in April 2020 the town of Tarhuna from the Qaniyat militia, they discovered a traumatized city in mass graves of hundreds of civilians, victims of crimes amounting to war crimes. For nearly 9 years, the town had been ruled by the Qani brothers and their Qaniyat, who imposed on Tarhuna's 13,000 citizens a reign of terror. Seeking justice for the people of Tarhuna, on November 19th, the chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, Karim Khan, urged the UN Security Council and member states to cooperate with the ICC in executing arrest warrants against those suspected of war crimes committed in Tarhuna. "We welcome the recent unsealing of 6 arrest warrants for leaders of and local officials associated with the Qaniyat militia," said Mark Simonoff, legal advisor to the United States mission to the UN.
"The arrest warrants represent significant strides in pursuing accountability for the most atrocious crimes committed in Libya and sending a message to victims that they are not forgotten."
Libya has made great strides in key areas over the past 6 months. The various investigative and cooperative activities undertaken by the Office of the Prosecutor have strengthened the foundations for accountability amidst ongoing political, security, and resource challenges, said Ambassador Simonoff.
"The United States commends civil society, human rights defenders, and victims' associations for carrying the torch of justice in Libya. We applaud the commitment of the Office of the Prosecutor to proactively hold regular meetings with such groups to hear their views and concerns while practicing trauma-informed approaches."
The United States urges the Libyan authorities to take into account the perspectives of survivors and civil society organizations in Libya who have waited far too long to have a seat at the table.
"Building a stable and prosperous Libya requires facing the injustices of the past head-on. This requires the Libyan authorities to implement stronger means of witness protection, invest further in psychosocial support during and beyond trial proceedings, and lift restrictions on civil society, the backbone of the justice process."
Resolving political instability and promoting accountability will go a long way toward addressing the chronic cycles of violence in Libya, said Ambassador Simonoff. "It is long past due to break the cycle of impunity that has fed this prolonged conflict and to empower the Libyan people in their pursuit of a peaceful and prosperous future."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.